Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Sweeney scores. Gehringer moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Fothergill scores. McManus moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is called out on strikes. two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-1 in the game. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague juggles the ball. That's an error on Montague. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Geringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Rice steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. McManus reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Langford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-2 in the game. Billings hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Ed Montague. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-2 in the game. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lind scores. Myatt moves to third. Uhel moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lil Stoner now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-3 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Ward now playing third base. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Sewell covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Aaron Ward. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galloway. Ed Morgan pinch runs for George Burns. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Paul Easterling now playing left field. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-4 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Summa reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Langford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.